Now, in what some are describing as the end of an era, the Czech Postal Service ended the 160-year-long practice of delivering telegrams on Wednesday. Whilst in the 1930s Czechs sent about 4 million telegrams a year, the arrival of electronic communication in the 1990s killed off demand for the service. Telegrams have been replaced mainly by mobile phone text messages and, of course, email. Ruth Frankova has more.
On Wednesday, the public had one last chance to send a telegram from a Czech post office. Telefonica O2, the holder of the license, has terminated the contract on telegram delivery since it was no longer profitable to maintain the service. However, telegrams will not disappear completely. Telefonica O2 says it will continue to offer a modified version of the service. Marta Selicharová is a spokeswoman for the Czech Postal Service.
Tak například v roce 1985 na území Československé republiky bylo
ročně. In 1985, people in Czechoslovakia sent about 9.5 million telegrams. Last year, it was only 22,000. The Czech Postal Service sent on average 63 telegrams a month. People occasionally use it to send congratulations, but the service was mainly used by institutions and hospitals that need to relay information about patients to their relatives.
Unlike in the past, when the telegram service was used on a daily basis and was the fastest way of relaying information, nowadays, paradoxically, a telegram is only delivered the day after it was sent, so a standard letter reaches its recipient in the same time. The most efficient competitor of a telegram is the postal service Dopis Online or Letter Online, which makes it possible to send a letter via a website. Wednesday being the last day when the Czech Postal Service delivers telegrams, I decided I would give it a try and headed for the main Prague post office in Jindřišská Street. After filling in the form, I submitted it to the man behind the counter, who explained just how the service works.
Takže základní poplatek za službu telegram je 75 korun.
So the basic fee for sending a telegram is 75 crowns, and then you pay 5 crowns per word of up to 9 letters. If there are words longer than that, you pay twice as much. So now I'm going to count all the words and letters that you have written down, and we will figure out the overall sum. The address of the sender is the only thing you don't have to pay for.
Za adresu odesílatele se neplatí, jinak se platí za vše. Takže počítáme slova. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Takže podle mého výpočtu, podle mé kontroly, první kontroly.
So according to me, the end price is 205 crowns. There are altogether 22 words. Now I have to call the switchboard where they will check it again and only then can the telegram be sent.
Kontroluje a počítá. Teprve potom se to odešle.
In recent years, only a few people a week would come to the counter to send a telegram, but today the switchboard is overloaded and it takes more than half an hour to dispatch the message. Also, with more than 200 crowns for just one sentence, the telegram is not exactly an inexpensive way of communication. I think I'll stick to electronic means in the future.
Indeed. Ruth Frankova there, becoming possibly one of the last people in the Czech Republic to send